Good morning, guys. This is Sly coming back into you with another podcast for 5 minutes to spare. Episode 3 is where we're at, and thank you for tuning in yet again for another awesome, great, and amazing podcast. We are going to talk today about bet on yourself. I woke up this morning, and I don't know where you're at and what your weather is looking like at home or where you're located and what the weather is looking like, but where I'm at, I'm seeing a lot of snow, and I'm seeing a lot of change that has taken place over the course of just 24 hours. And that's exactly how life can be. Life can change in the course of 24 hours. And sometimes change can be scary, right? Sometimes it can feel like you've got to prepare for the change, just like you've got to prepare for the storm. Sometimes you've got to be a little leery of what the results of the storm are going to be, because yet, it is still a storm. It is still something that you have to prepare for and be leery of the result of what it's going to be. However, you do have an opportunity to prepare. However, you do have an opportunity to still recover from any result of that storm. And so sometimes what we have to remember is that change is going to come with a storm. Maybe the climate of the temperature with the weather is going to be different now that the snow is here. Maybe it's going to get colder, but now we have to adapt to the change. And so a lot of times that change requires us to bet on ourselves. What if you're living at home by yourself and you have no family support, no spousal support, no support from your children? You're just a single woman or man living by yourself. You would have to bet on yourself in that storm. You would have to bet on yourself that you have the tools to survive through that storm. You would have to bet on yourself that you would know what to do after the storm is now over. Bet on yourself. And that's something that I have been able to really dive into in my life in general here lately. Recently, I quit my job, and I quit a career that served me for about 8 years of my life. And anybody who's been following me for all this time knows exactly what my career used to be. But now I am, and it was HR, because I don't want anybody to take that and say, oh, did she used to be on the pole? Oh, did she used to be on the corner? No, baby. I used to just work in HR, but I worked in it for 8 years, and I was very nervous. I was very nervous about what the outcome may or may not be like with me quitting my job, with me stepping out of the career of HR, which is a totally different career than music or fashion or podcasting. And I'm not new to podcasting, as a lot of you may know. However, stepping out of that and going full-time into my dreams and my passion and investing in myself caused me to bet on myself. Not bet on a job, not bet on a supervisor to give me a raise, not bet on a supervisor to give me a promotion, to not even bet on a supervisor to not fire me. Okay, because that is big when it comes to entrepreneurship. You just step away because you're tired of the fear that someone could possibly fire you today. And then what happens after that? Now your source of income is cut off. Now you don't know where your next meal is going to come from. And I got tired of that feeling. And so I started betting on myself. What is it that I want to do? What is it that I'm good at doing? What is it that makes me happy? What is it that's going to make me get up every day out of my bed and fulfill my soul and my spirit and my mind? And it is betting on myself. You are smart enough, you are intelligent enough, you are capable enough to bet on yourself. That business that you have not started because you were nervous about starting, bet on it. That music that you have been holding on for years, keeping it in the inventory of all of the songs that you've made, all of the beats that you've created, bet on it. If it's a fashion design or line that you want to come out with, bet on it. If it's a book you want to write, write your book. Bet on yourself. Because every time you bet on anyone else, there is always an opportunity, an open door for disappointment. But if you bet on yourself, whatever you want out of that scenario, whatever you want out of that situation, it will be attainable. You just have to bet on yourself. And I know it's scary. right? It's scary to not know what my day will look like if I'm not structured to work a 9-to-5, or I'm not betting on myself on this endeavor. What does that look like for me? Is it going to get lonely? Am I going to get scared? Are the people going to like it? But guess what? If you don't do it at all, you will never know. If you're betting on somebody to make sure your bills are paid every month, you better bet on yourself, because these people will fire you tomorrow and they don't ask questions. Like, will your bills be paid if I let you go today? If I don't give you this promotion, will you be able to take care of your kids? Although cost of living has increased, although we're going through a pandemic, can you still come into the office today? Can you still come into the office this week? No. Bet on yourself. So that way you don't ever have to wonder, do I have to put my life at risk today? Do I have to put my finances in a bad position today? You can control every second of your day, but you have to first bet on yourself. All right, that's all I wanted to talk about today. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope that this gave you 5 minutes to spare to really get your mind to thinking about what it is that you can do to bet on yourself today. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you tune in again for the next episode of 5 Minutes to Spare. Woo! Clap it off to the third episode. Have a blessed day.